It's 8:03, a very good Wednesday morning to you, as we do each and every single Wednesday morning. It is the WealthWise moment. We have on the line with us President and CEO, not just President and CEO, we're talking award-winning President and CEO of WealthWise Financial Services, Laureen Gilbert, with us this morning. Hi, Laureen.
Good morning, Ed. Great to be here.
It's great to have you as well. And you notice I didn't have our little cute background for the Love of Money music going. It's because you and I were...
Yeah.
You and I were wrapped in conversation for the couple of minutes before. That's my fault. I didn't have that prepared. I apologize for that. Before we get rolling into the serious meat and potatoes of our morning, I couldn't thank you enough, first of all, for not just sponsoring, but always supporting the radio station as you did at the Taste of Laguna this past Thursday night. Thank you so much for your constant support.
Well, I thought it was a great success, and I'd love to hear. Do we have any numbers? I know we were trying to raise money for both Chamber of Commerce and the radio station, and both great organizations to support our local community. And I'm always happy to support that.
Thank you very much. We don't have any final numbers in, but the guesstimates right now are that we had right around 1,300 attendees, a little over 1,300.
Wow.
Yeah, which is more than we had in 2019, the last time we did it. But we don't have any final numbers in yet. I do have, and I got to tell you, one of the treats of my life is seeing you in public, seeing you out and about, not just at the weekly farmers market or something, but seeing you at events like this, because you're fun.
Well, it was very fun, but I got to say, it kind of freaked me out a little bit to have 1,300 people. I mean, I think that's the largest event that I've attended, since COVID began. How about you? Probably the same.
No, there's no doubt. I went to the Rolling Stones on Sunday. So I was around 30. But again, the same rules were followed. I mean, everyone was safe, social distance. If you follow the protocol, I think we're in better shape. We're certainly better.
Yeah.
You know, we're in better shape if we follow all the proper protocols as we did. And I want to tell you, I was proud and honored to present you with the Silver Tongue Award. For those in the audience that don't understand or don't know what the Silver Tongue Award is, Laureen earned it during last year's takeover, where she came on. She did a great hour show and received donations during that hour. Well, she, with her donations and with her, we'll call it your electricity that you brought, you earned the Silver Tongue, which I was honored to present to you that night.
Thank you. Thank you for presenting it to me that night. We've gotten a great response on social media as we posted about it. So that was very fun. Thank you.
And I hope it's on a mantle. I hope you didn't just throw it in a box in your closet next to your shoes or something.
It's in the office. It's proudly displayed.
Okay. Well,
Thank you.
It's a fine work of art, and you can brag about
it
for years to come.
It's a beautiful work of art,
actually.
It really is.
Thank
you.
And we have another taste coming up here in November. Are you going to defend your title?
Well, I haven't even heard about it yet. When is it?
Okay, it's November 17th through the 23rd. And by the way, Laureen, you are the first to be hearing about those exact dates. November 17th through the 23rd. I want you to mark that on your calendar, and I'd love for you to defend your title.
Indeed. Well, we can definitely talk about that.
All right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Uh-oh. She's like Floyd Mayweather. Now she wants more to defend that title. let's get into what's happening here. Zillow this week is going to stop buying homes through Zillow offers for the rest of the year. That's big news, isn't it?
Well, it was big news, Ed, that Zillow was going to be purchasing homes, and I don't think a lot of consumers actually realize that that's even happening. So Zillow made a bold move, and that was apparently their intent all along in creating their database that they have on homes and home prices, and then to offer sellers that they would buy their homes directly and avoid a realtor. And of course, you know, realtors, they make commissions on, buying and selling homes. And Zillow is cutting in on that market. And I expect them to continue. So even though they've announced that they are stopping, and really they're just stopping for the rest of 2021, expected to start again in 2022. And I would guess a couple of things with that on why they've done it. One, they may have already met their budget for the year as far as what they wanted to pay. And then two, to work through those homes that they have sold. Because the intention of Zillow is not just to buy somebody's home, but it's to buy it and turn it around and make more of a profit.
Right.
So they're going to be a profit machine. Their expectations also, Ed, I don't know if you've seen this, but their expectations is that the real estate market continues in the double digit, i.e. around 10% per year price growth, and for a number of years ahead.
Wow.
So they are not expecting things to slow down. And I would say Zillow has a very good handle on the real estate market. So I think the questions are, you know, how much are they going to cut into realtors, right?
Right.
It's, you know, are they going to cut them out, and to what extent? Now, people, you know, a lot of people still want to utilize the services of their local realtor who understands the local market. But I do think Zillow is going to make some headway there, kind of the Amazon of real estate.
So when you and I spoke last week, I told you of a real estate agent I had spoken with here in town who said that really mm-hmm. they were showing the same few homes to 20, 30 different families, that there wasn't a lot out there. So is it a case where Zillow's working through the backlog? It's almost like they have houses on a shelf. You know, it's that whole race for paper towels again. They've got all the paper towels.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think that is true. And I think they don't want to overpay as well. And, right. you know, so I think they're going to be selective of what they're purchasing. So.
Okay.
Right. A couple things going on there. Yeah, definitely.
Thank you. Let's talk about Barron's. They just released a big money poll. What did we learn from that Barron's poll?
Yeah, the money poll, Barron's big money poll, surveys professional investors, in other words, money managers themselves, and they're asking them the questions about, you know, kind of how do you see the next year? How do you see the next 12 months? And the survey came out pretty bullish. 50% of the professional investors said they were bullish. Now, that's down from 67% last spring. And then only 12% were bearish. Of course, that's up from 7% last spring. But if you look at the weight of bullish to bearish, you're still seeing much more in the bullish camp. 38% were neutral, not really sure which way to go. But I think that those numbers still weigh towards the bullish side of investing, and we would concur with that. Now, the other thing to note with that is that they also, I think it was 80% were anticipating a correction. And a true correction is a drop from a 10% drop from the high.
Okay.
And so, you know, what I will say about that is we've really come to the end of that period of time that I was talking about before, Ed, where I talked about September's the worst month
yes.
of the markets, tends to be, and then going into the first 2 weeks of October, and then we kind of have capitulation. And so what we've been seeing now is rallying again. You know, we saw that yesterday in the markets and rallying, and my expectation is to have a year-end rally.
Okay. And with that's just in time. We're in the thick of earnings seasons right now, right?
We sure are. We're in the thick of earnings season, and every day we're hearing about companies. And so we're looking at third quarter earnings, and we're looking at year-over-year numbers. And right now we're on track of about 30% increase of earnings year-over-year, which is staggering, because the big question was how much more year-over-year growth could we have? You know, given, you know, that we had huge numbers in the last quarter, and also we've had about 81% beating expectations. Now, we're still in the very beginning of earnings season, but to track 81% beating, great numbers, especially with course, we know that the supply chain issues is what we're going to be hearing a lot about. Right. We're going to be hearing about supply chain issues and inflation. How are companies handling both of those things?
Okay, and with that, as I look at the calendar right now, and I see, wow, it's October 20th. We're already here. Now, between now and the end of the year, what can people do with their finances? What can we do between now and the end of the year?
Well, there's a lot of things that people, you know, investors should consider doing. And one is to call their financial advisor. You know, I want all of our clients, we want to have conversations with our clients in this last quarter, and call your CPA. And the reason is that there's a lot to consider, both from an investment perspective and tax perspective, and they kind of all come together in this fourth quarter. Normally, we talk about tax loss harvesting, you know, in other words, taking losses against gains and minimizing any kind of tax implications. But we're actually talking to our clients about taking extra gains this year and going ahead and paying taxes on extra gains, considering that we might see, very well could see, capital gain tax increases starting in 2022. So that's something that people should consider. Another is that if you're a business owner, December 1st is a big date. December 1st is the date you have to decide before then. You have to actually, the end of November, get notices out to employees about your safe harbor decision. And that has to do with retirement plans. And then I'd also say that anybody who owns a business, even a sole proprietor, should think about, you know, what they can do for 2021. Profit sharing plan, cash balance plan, even traditional 401k plan. You know, all of those different things should be considered. And talking to, once again, your advisors who help you with your retirement plans to be looking at that. And then finally, Ed, I would say this is the time to kind of wrap up 2021 financially. How have you done in 2021? Looking at, you know, did you accomplish your financial goals in 2021? Did you set your kind of spending criteria and spending limits? What about your giving? This is the time of year when people become very charitable. It's the end of the year. It's the time to make those final charitable contributions, because we have a great tax deductions in the United States for charitable contributions. And what I'd like to say is it's the time to think about setting up a donor advice fund, Ed. And a donor advice fund, I don't know if you and I have talked much about what that is. So a donor advice fund is a way to put money into your own fund that you can name whatever you want. Mine is called the Lorraine Gilbert Charitable Foundation. And so you set that up. It is a 501(c) itself. It's done through entities so that there's no upfront cost and no filing costs. So it sounds like it's a foundation, but it's not. It's a donor advised fund. So it's very low cost to set up and maintain. And there are no distribution requirements, at least right now. So you could set this up. You could put money in there. It's a holding tank. You actually invest the money. So it's invested, conservative, moderate, aggressive, however you want to invest your money. And then when you're ready, that money can go to charity. So it's your own pool of money, and you get the tax deduction when you put the money in there. So that's why we encourage people, use that as your holding tank for all your charitable contributions. And then from there, you can divvy it out to the different charities. And of course, you know, the radio station is one of those charities.
Right.
So people can set up their donor advice fund and then give money to the charities whenever they're ready.
Do you realize how important these conversations are on Wednesday mornings? That's absolute gold, Laureen. That's absolute golden information.
I'm glad to help people out. And of course, people can call us and if they want to try and set one up or understand how to set one up.
Yeah, what's the number to call? How do we reach you? How do we find, again, you're on top of it. You're clearly ahead of the game with your clients here between now and the end of the year. How do we call you? How do we get in touch?
949-748-1177, wealthwisefinancial.com.
As always, and as I told you on Thursday night, I look forward to Wednesday mornings. Thank you so much for the clear and concise information.
Thank you, Ed.
Have a great rest of the day.
Have a great rest of the week.
Thanks. You
okay,
too, Laureen.
Bye-bye.
8:18 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.